Got it, Rex. Alex speaking. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yes. It's already done. Yeah, the only one I did forget to mention to you, sorry. So we've made a little sub harness, which comes from the link, which runs oil pressure and temp, which is a Bosch combined underneath the alternator. Okay. The air temp is in the intercooler. The fuel pressure. So because when we make the expansion harnesses, there's extra wires that they're capable of. We always run the wires into the engine bay because there's a position or a ability to do more. So I've wired it for a fuel pressure sensor. Okay, it's got the plug on there. You don't have to have it, but if you want, you can. So it's up to you. The sensors are about $220 from memory. And then there'll be like, look, it's always good little diagnostic stuff. The sensors are right there. All we need to do is cut the fuel hose and put the adapter and the barb in there. So it's already there. Take us 20 minutes, half an hour. But it's up to you. You don't have to, man. It's not particularly, no. It's good little diagnostic tool, you know, or being able to reference things. So like later down the track, you can see if, you know, you're having fuel pressure issues, you can monitor it rather than then having to tap something in and check it. But yeah, that's up to you, man. You could always well, look, it's a tough one because of what you're using the car for and the fact that you can, I would. I always exploit everything. So if I can plug a sensor in, I'll plug a sensor in. Okay, easy man, no worries. The wiring's there anyway, so it's literally just tapping it into the fuel line and we're done. Yeah, easy. No problem, man. We'll get it happening. So you wanted just the battery, we're just going to go for the Fall River AGM, okay, which is the gel one. They're around about that. No, that's the cheaper one. That's about the $200 one, right? Well, online they're saying 179 to 185. I just got to see who's got any stuff. Yeah, perfect. Easy. All right, man. No problem. Catch you, Amrit.